You may or may not know that federal officials rely on local jails to detain immigrants. This happens when there's no space available at facilities like the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma. The Yakima County Jail, for example, often works with ICE to hold immigrants who are facing deportation. Now the Trump administration is making changes to how federal detainees in local jails are required to be treated. New York Times reporter Caitlin Dickerson told me about which rules are on the chopping block.
People charged with immigration violations, they don't have the automatic right to a lawyer. So the rules require that jails provide access to a law library so that people can represent themselves. They also require translation services, which are very key, as most ICE detainees do not speak English as their first language. And then there are also rules regarding things like punishment, which of course is often pared back for people facing administrative violations like immigration violations versus criminal violations.
So what policies are expected to change now?
Almost all of them, everything from solitary confinement to things like medical care, again, very detailed in the current rules and not detailed at all in the rules we expect to see come into play sometime soon. You know, the new rules have no mention at all of the need for translation services. So it's a very scaled back set of requirements kind of across the board.
Caitlin, can you give us an example of a situation that these rules were intended to address?
Sure. I can tell you about a woman named Irene Bamenga. She was a French citizen who was apprehended in 2011 by ICE, and she suffered from a chronic heart issue. She was put into ICE custody in one county jail, then transferred to a second county jail, and was repeatedly denied her medication after it was confiscated. She requested multiple times to see a doctor and even submitted a written request to see a doctor. She never received medical care, and then she died in detention. So after that, rules regarding the distribution of medication and confiscation of medication were increased. And those are some of the rules that are on the chopping block right now.
Caitlin, what's your sense of why these changes are coming down?
Well, according to the DHS officials I interviewed for this story, the reason these changes are being made is because the administration is, as we know, very rapidly ramping up its immigration enforcement efforts. And that means it needs to find places to put people. It needs beds inside jails. And those beds were full at the end of the Obama administration. So as a result, they're very quickly trying to procure tens of thousands of additional beds. And this is a way to make that contract signing process quicker, easier. You know, sheriffs have often bristled at having to make special accommodations for people facing immigration charges, and this just makes that process more palatable to those jail operators.
Caitlin, what's in it for jails and other detention centers to take in these federal detainees?
Well, they get money. They're compensated by the federal government. They're paid $127 a day per immigrant on average. And these jails often have fluctuating populations. They often have some level of vacancy. And so this allows them to fill up the facilities and make extra money.
What's your sense of how these rule changes fit into President Trump's larger plans to overhaul immigration policy?
I think these changes really reflect a new focus that the administration is trying to take, and they're focused on moving as quickly as possible to decrease the number of undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. It's been at 11 million for some years now, and President Trump ran on a platform of decreasing that number, primarily through deportation, and these changes only make that happen quicker and easier.
New York Times reporter Caitlin Dickerson. For now, the rule changes would not apply to the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma. They apply to facilities that house a mix of people facing criminal charges and immigration charges.